everyone. Welcome back to Staccato. I should have let you start because I started the last one.
It's okay. Sharing is caring.
Exactly.
Yeah. So welcome to an episode. Today, it's just the two of us. We'll be doing a quick little life update. Getting towards the end of the semester, I feel like that's the timeline that we use to give you guys context on where we are in the year.
We have 2 weeks left before finals week. So 2 weeks of classes left, which is crazy. Like for you, that's, well, I guess med school is still college. So you can't say that's your last 2 weeks of college or, but last 2 weeks of undergrad for both of us.
Definitely. Yeah. Grad school, I think, is its own beast. And so we'll be done with grad school and then it's graduation and all the ceremonies and then off to summer break.
Yes. And I think Avantika should go first because she has exciting updates about summer. And I don't know if you've been told about your first look visit.
No. Yeah. So I'll jump in with my updates. Speaking of summer, we have mentioned this a couple time on the podcast that I'm interested in going to Peru. So I'm happy to officially say tickets are booked. I'll be gone for a month, participating in a clinical medicine program, and so rotating through all the different hospitals in a very rural area, speaking medical Spanish, being able to shadow the doctors, do some community work there too. And right now, a month is seeming like a long time, but I know once I'm there, when that last week rolls around, I'm going to be wishing I was there for a little longer. But I do think for the scope of this summer, it's a perfect amount of time for me to work a little bit, get some money, also go on a trip, and then be back in time to move to Tucson because I'll be starting that in July. It starts earlier than like ASU does. And so my first day of orientation is July 22nd. Then I have my white coat ceremony and then classes start. And so before ASU's even in session, I'll be there a couple weeks.
Yeah, we're going to miss each other because when I come back from DC, you'll already be down there. So, you'll either, it'll be catching you when you come up to like visit or I can go down there. So we'll figure it out, but we're going to be apart like all summer because of that.
And we've kind of done something similar through all the study abroad programs that we've done. Like there's that period of time where we didn't see each other from December to July of the next year or something. This will be fine. An hour and a half is definitely a very doable scenario. The drive wasn't bad at all. And in fact, Acacia kind of mentioned this, but I did go visit U of A for this thing called a revisit day where they give you a tour of the place and you get to meet some faculty. And
he delivered a baby.
Yeah, that was the highlight. I will preface with it was a mannequin baby, but it's a start. We all got to start somewhere. And so it was really cool to see. They have this really intensive simulation lab. And so many mannequins, everything from it's not even mannequins. They're almost like robots, like very real life people. And they can breathe and they can look at you and you can give them anesthesia and you can inject them and they bleed. But yeah,
do they have to like refill the mannequins like with like blood and stuff and fluids?
And what's really cool is there's a control center in the simulation lab. The whole thing spans the floor. So it's like the bottom floor of an entire building. And in the middle is a simulation center where they have cameras everywhere and you can control what each of the mannequins are doing. And so they said during their exams and stuff, sometimes they'll have like a hemorrhaging mom giving birth. And so then they can control how much blood is coming out of her. And then depending on what the students are doing to the mom/mannequin, they can control the rate of blood and be like, oh, they're like doing something right, we'll slow the flow a little bit, or they're doing something wrong, we're going to keep squirting the blood. And so it's like very real life. And it's really cool. I'm excited to be part of it, excited to jump into that. The rest of the revisit day, it was only a couple hours. It wasn't a whole day thing. But it was a lot of just getting to know the campus. And we got
and
to
you
talk
did that
to
with your parents.
Yes, they really enjoyed it. First time they had seen anything like it, really. First time I had seen anything that crazy, but I've been involved in like the health field for a couple years. They really enjoyed it. And then a couple weeks later, so last weekend, they had a second look. And this was a 2-day event, and it was more geared towards the students rather than like families of the med students. And we got to meet other people in our class. There was like a little dinner reception at Culinary Dropout, and that was really fun.
How many people are in your class? Do you know? Did they tell you the number?
Well, there's still people deciding, so you don't have to commit until like April 15th. So in a couple
Yeah.
days,
But
I'm
you
on.
know how many slots there are because you told me how many
Yeah.
spots. So how
There's
big is your
about
class theoretically?
128, 120 to 128, depending on wait listing and stuff like that. And so it's not too big of a class. I think I'll definitely know everyone's names in the first couple weeks, but it's so interesting. The entire time I was thinking as I was meeting people, making small talk, like, oh, where are you from? What's your interest? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, what if you're my med school bestie? What if we're going to be like totally best friends for the 4 years? Or what if we're not going to get along? Or what if, like, there's just so much unknown. And so it was kind of nerve-wracking making those first impressions and talking to people. I was like, I don't want to mess it up. I'm stuck with these people for the next
Did
4 years.
Saloni and Ragna do anything with you, or they were just hanging out like on their own while you were doing all this?
Yeah, they were on their own. So Ragana lives in Tucson. She goes to U of A for undergrad. And Saloni and I like try to visit her at least once a semester, once a year kind of thing. So this was a right time for us to go because I was going anyways. So I was like, Saloni can come too. We'll spend the evenings together because my med school stuff got done at around 5. And Ragana had work. And so she was doing her own work. Saloni went to a coffee shop. She was doing homework and stuff. And so basically we spent the days apart, but then we went out at night. And so it was a good mix of like work and play. But
That's good.
yeah, other things from the second look visit, there's like a
Did you
final.
see anything new, or was it like?
Slightly. A lot of it was repeat, but we did see there was something that we saw that was
Do you know
new.
what percentage of the class is like from in-state? Like, does U of A like prioritize people from Arizona and stuff?
Yeah, a lot of the in-state schools do prioritize residents over out of state. And so it's close to like 40 or 50% of the class is from Arizona.
Okay. So
And so
those were
it's a big
obviously all the
number.
people at the like the looks and everything.
Yeah. And then a lot of people did travel, which I was like kind of surprised to see. I don't know if I would have traveled all the way to Tucson for just a
Well,
2 day thing.
money, but
Yeah. There were people from Wisconsin, from Washington, from New York, like really all over.
very
And
nice.
so it was good. Made a couple friends, exchanged some Instagrams, and then they had like a little club fair. They had a student panel session. And then at night, I got to explore like the city life of Tucson a little bit. So we went out to a couple bars, we went to a couple clubs, and one of them was new that we've never been to before, and the other one we went last time we were visiting Tucson. And when I was talking to other people, like the other med students who live in Tucson, and I was telling them of, oh, where I've been and my favorite brunch places and stuff, they were very impressed because Ragana did a good job of prepping me and like
There you
introducing me to
go.
all the places when I was visiting. And so they're like, are you sure you didn't go to U of A for undergrad? I was like,
You're like, no,
no,
I
just
just
I'm just
visit.
a local. Yeah. And so it went really well. It was Thursday night and then all day Friday. And then we drove back Saturday evening. And so it felt like we had a really long time because I think we left on Thursday. And then today's Sunday. And I'm like, I still have more weekend left. Like, it
I
feels like
know.
it's lasting
That's like
forever.
good. I hate when like you have some plans all weekend and you feel like you never just got to sit and relax.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is, I know I'm talking a lot, but this is a nice pivot. Because I don't have too much going on this weekend. I already took all my exams last week, so this is like the week break where you're just still learning new content. And I defended my thesis last week.
Yes, so true.
Yeah, so officially done. It went really well. I had people in person and over Zoom. The entire thing lasted like about an hour, and I passed with no revisions. And so super happy
It
about
was
that.
so good. She did such a good job, guys. Like she's like a tutor and a teacher, so like she's good at explaining stuff. So she did a really good job. It was very good, like informative presentation too, like with pictures and diagrams, and like I feel like I could explain what she did myself. Like she did that like a really good job explaining, and it was really, really good.
Thank you. Yeah, it was so nice to have family and friends there because no one's really seen me present or talk in that capacity before.
True.
And I was
I have
like, you
only seen you like as drum major. Like I haven't seen you
exactly.
present in any other way.
Exactly. And so Lucas was also saying, he was like, the last time I think I saw you present like that was back when we were in Costa Rica and we had just group projects. But even then, it was nothing as formal as how it needs to be for a thesis. And so I'm glad it's over. Definitely a weight off my shoulders. I got the email that it's been approved in the system, uploaded my thesis to the drive. And so very, very close to being officially done. The one last thing I have to do is I've said this many times before, but my thesis was to make a protocol and then like do some processing. And so now I have to teach the protocol to someone else in lab. So someone else knows how to do it when I leave. But that's going to happen next week. I'm not stressed. It's just going to be like a workshop of a couple days where I show them how to do everything. And then I'm officially done.
How many finals or like final paper projects do you have? Like, what do you have left assignment wise?
Yeah, not too much. I have a final project tomorrow, actually, so a little before finals week, and that's for my leadership capstone class. And then after that, I'll be done getting my certificate in cross-sector leadership. And then my other two classes, it's just like a normal midterm, but during finals week. And
Okay. So it's not
that's it.
cumulative, it's just the second half of content.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
That's
so
good.
those are some of my updates. How's it looking for you the last couple weeks of the semester?
What have I even been doing, man? I don't think I did anything interesting. I should like look at the calendar. I booked my flight to Montreal to go see Talia. That's like a more exciting update. So I'm going the 3rd week of May. That's exciting. I have only two, three. Three desk shifts left to work for the rest of the
Oh,
semester. I think I might get one more.
are
What?
any of them the dreaded 2 to 5?
Yes. I
Oh,
have
okay.
one. I have my last 2 to 5 and a 12 to 2, and then I have an 8 to 10 p.m., which isn't that bad. And I was able to get the 12 to 2 and 2 to 5 split up because they were on the same day and I was able to separate them. So that was good. But then for move out, I get to work 25 move out shifts over the course of 2 weeks.
Oh
But the
no.
good thing is the second week should be really chill because most people will be moved out.
Sure.
So a lot of it will, I can just sit around and like read a book or like multitask, which will be good. What else? Yesterday was kind of an interesting day in that I had a goodbye party for one of my friends that I met in high school, like through Rotary and the exchange world. She had been an exchange student from Venezuela here and ended up moving here for college. And now she and her husband are moving to Canada, to Halifax and Nova Scotia, which is the East Coast, and it's super cold.
Good
So
luck.
that'll be, yeah, so that'll be interesting. But yeah, we had a goodbye party yesterday. And then it was also regional night at Thunderbird. So we were celebrating Sub-Saharan Africa. And that was pretty good. I was just like, my social battery was dead by after the party. So I just got the free food and then went home. But it was chill. It was a good vibe. Oh, I presented the thesis symposium, which
Yes.
is like a an open house for people who are going to defend their thesis or have already defended. So lots of posters, and then I just did my defense PowerPoint basically. And I probably walked like 10 people like through my thesis. I was in the air conditioning, which I was happy about because it was a hot day that day. But a lot of my friends did posters, which was cool. That was your defense. Oh, I did the final four activities last weekend.
Oh,
That was
that's
a big
right.
thing. So we in Phoenix hosted the final four for men's basketball. And on Friday, they had the fan fest and a free concert festival. And that was super fun. It was also my friend Michael, who's been on the podcast, his roommate's birthday. So the three of us went downtown together. We went to Cornish Pasty. Had some car bombs and some pasties. Then we went to the fan fest at the convention center and got a bunch of free merch. And then we went to the music festival and saw Remy Wolf, Renee Rapp, and Zedd, which was fantastic. Like, I don't even listen to Remy Wolf, but she was a really good performer. And she had the longest set besides Zedd, which is really interesting. And then Renee Rapp was so good. I had never listened to her music except one song before, and it was so good. Like, she was a great performer, amazing voice.
Oh,
That was
yeah.
so good. And then Zedd was incredible. Like just like dance music, high energy, although crazy story. So the more intense festival goers, of course, like rave goers came to Zedd. And there were just so many girls that were like just crazy sorority girls that were just so drunk. and a group, and they were like shoving and pushing. So we progressively got closer, and we ended up being like 6 rows back from the stage for Zed, which was cool, but it was really tight. And there was this group of sorority girls, and one of them, I kid you not, just so she didn't have to leave the crowd to go pee, just pulled down her pants and peed like right next to
Stop.
me.
Oh
Did
my
I not tell
God.
you this?
No, that's
Yeah.
crazy.
In the middle of the crowd. In the middle of the crowd, just pulled down her pants and like peed. I was
That's
like, excuse me?
wow. Wow.
That was
The
crazy. And then
things people
I
do.
was annoyed with being shoved so much too, and I was tired. I had been standing all day. So that did not make me super happy. But Zed was amazing, made up for it. And then they offered free tickets to the actual games to ASU students. And so a lot of band people went too that I saw. And I went with Tyler and his friend Ryan, who's also my friend. And it was really fun. It was a great atmosphere. We got to go to both of the games. We drove down there. That was really fun. That was a really cool, unique experience. And then actually after the games was Michael's roommate's birthday party, and we went to middle for that, and that was fun. I think that's like literally everything I've done. Easter was uneventful. Literally just hung out with my mom. Yeah. We're going to Board and Bottle tomorrow night.
Yes, I was going to mention that. Acacia's only been to CASA once this semester, maybe twice after that birthday party. And so we are trying to squeeze that in once before graduation. We need to go out, but then also Board and Bottle we haven't been able to do, which is just a little deal they have at Postino's. We get to have some bruschettas and sip some wine, have a little catch-up session.
Oh, I went to the Indian formal with Vontka. I don't
Oh,
think we
yes.
said that that was gonna happen. We didn't talk about it. It was very fun. However, I was ill, and
I
so that
know. She
was
was a
less.
trooper.
Yeah, it was not maybe as fun as it would have been if I had been healthy completely, but I powered through. If you come up and we do it next year, hopefully I won't be sick, and
Yeah.
that will
It
be
was a good
fun.
time. They played really great music, and there was just a lot of dancing, got some drinks. Yeah, it was fun. And I
Yeah.
had Aisha in a little Indian outfit. She looked so
Yes, she dressed me
pretty.
up. It was very nice.
Yes, it was a good time.
And then anything else coming up? I'm going on a hike with my thesis director tomorrow, who I've never met in person. So it's the
That's
first time I'm
fun.
meeting her in person. Yeah, we're going on the Petroglyph Trail hike, which is out
Ooh.
in the edge of Mesa.
Okay.
So that should be really interesting. Doing that at noon tomorrow, so not super early or anything. And I feel like that's the biggest thing. Other than that, I'm
Yeah.
just the senior is so real, guys. I'm so ready to graduate. Get me
Oh,
out
tell
of
me about it.
here.
I was over at Acacia sometime last week. We were sleeping over, and the time was like 1:00 or 12:01. And I was like, crap, I had an assignment that I had to do. And so I like tried to do a little bit, or I realized at 11:58,
Yeah, it was like
something like
55.
that.
It was like 50. We were drinking wine on the couch, and she's like, shit, I had an assignment.
I know, but like the crazy thing is that's the fourth or fifth time I forgot to do that same assignment. They're literally due every week, but the senioritis is just not keeping it in my brain. My grade is still doing okay. I just have to pass all my classes, and so I'm well above that baseline mark. Just 2 more weeks and I can call it a day. In terms of other things I have coming up is we have a chapter recital happening this Thursday. So everyone in KSI is kind of putting on a performance for each other. We'll play our instruments and just kind of have a big end of the year celebration. And then I'm having a tipsy board game night on Friday. And so that
That'll
should
be
be fun
fun.
with some of my friends. We were talking about how we haven't had Smirnoff ices in so long, and that sounds really yummy right now. So I think we're gonna play like a little board game and drink a
That's
little bit.
funny.
And that's about it. Nothing crazy going on. Just taking it easy. Oh, I'm very excited to go to yoga class tomorrow because ever since the thesis grind got really real, I've had to skip those Pilates and yoga sessions. And so it's been at least a month, maybe more, since I've attended one of the SDFC classes. And I'm really looking forward to
You
it.
need to invite me now
Yeah.
that I feel like I'm less busy and now you're free. You need to tell me when you're going.
No, we'll decide a time that works for both of our schedules. Do one of the classes together. That'll be fun.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all I have. Oh, the last thing I have written on my list is that I finally finished watching The Bachelor. Lucas and I were very, very behind, and
Took you
literally
long
just,
enough.
yeah, literally just before I hopped onto this call, we finished watching the finale episode. And I'm surprised that it didn't get spoiled for me because I watched it weeks after it aired, and I was not expecting the ending at all. But happy for Joey, happy for Kelsey. They seem
Predicted. I
well.
predicted it, by the way.
You
I knew it
did.
was happening. I knew who it was going to be.
Right. I saw Daisy as the favorite all throughout, but I think in the last couple dates, something shifted. But I'm excited for
Absolutely.
Jen, who's the next bachelorette. She's the first Asian bachelorette, and I think she's just so funny. Seems to have a decent enough personality. So we'll see how that goes. And
Yes.
then hopefully there's a Bachelor in Paradise this summer because
There
I
should be.
live for that show.
It's
That's
great.
my
I'm
favorite.
looking forward to Love Island. I need Love Island to start already.
Yeah.
They usually do Winter Love Island, but I feel like they don't put that one on Hulu, which is
Oh,
really annoying.
really?
Because they were like during COVID. I remember we were getting both, but where we haven't been. But yeah, that should be really good. I have been enjoying a lot of the Hulu shows. So kind of like all over the board. I've been watching Shogun, which is really, really good. I'm sure you've seen the ads for that. They've been
Yeah.
advertising that like so much. And I've been watching The Dropout, which came out like last summer, fall. And that one's a drama with Amanda Seyfried. And it's a really interesting role for her. Like, you think of Mamma Mia, it's
Exactly.
so different. Like, she
Good
does
for
such a
her.
good job. She does such a good job. And it's a really interesting show. And
Yeah.
then I also am caught up with We Were the Lucky Ones, which is heavy because that's about the Holocaust.
Oh, shit.
And that's
Okay.
with Joey King, but it's so good. I love a
Yeah.
historical drama, like a period drama,
Nice.
and it's so well done. So that's been really good. And then actually, I also so those are like released weekly, and so except Dropout, I've been watching really slow, but the other ones come out weekly. So now that I'm caught up, I have to have something to watch in the meantime. So I've been watching the Harry and Meghan Markle documentary, and
Oh, how's
that
that
is pretty
going?
good so far. I like
Is
it.
it? How long is it? Because I'm
It's
interested.
6-hour-long episodes.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, I think I read Harry's book a while ago and it
Did
was
you
pretty,
read
yeah.
Spare?
I did. There was some interesting parts, like he really went into detail on some stuff that I was like, okay, if you want to publicize this, go for it. I think he was going for like the whole open, honest, transparency look, which is great. But also parts of the book just seemed really,
Was it like
oh,
Pity
I don't
Me?
know. Exactly. And it's hard to pity someone who's in such a powerful position with so
Yes.
much money. And I know he's had tragic things happen to him, and he doesn't have the best relationship with his family members, et cetera, et cetera. But a lot of the book was just like, I had the worst life ever. But then the next chapter talks about how he had this really cool opportunity to do a documentary in Africa and live there. Et cetera, et cetera. And then the next chapter is like, oh, I hate my life. But then it's like, I got to go to this wonderful party that was so extravagant. So it was just like all over the place a little bit. I still read
That's
the
so
book.
interesting. That's
Yeah.
interesting.
I wonder if the documentary will have the same tone or not, though.
It
Right now.
kind of does. I like that they like give kind of their both of their life histories also. And it's
Yeah.
cool to like see Megan talking about Suits also, since I've been watching that.
That's what I was gonna say. I can't juggle too many shows at the same time. So it's like Bachelor and Suits. Bachelor when I'm with Lucas, and then Suits if I'm watching something by myself. And making kind of slow progress through it. I think I'm on season three or
It
something.
starts getting like you like there's a formula, and so it like you're like, oh, I know exactly what's gonna happen, like, and then there's like the
Exactly.
side storylines, and I think the side storylines is kind of what keeps you interested.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah. And I also, this weekend when I went to U of A, they told us that the maker of the simulation lab is the lead consultant, the lead doctor consultant for Grey's Anatomy. And I
Really?
was
Because everyone
like,
always talks about the inaccuracies of Grey's Anatomy.
Well, I feel like because it's a TV show, you have to make it inaccurate. If you're going to have like a completely realistic representative TV show, no one's going to watch it. It's going to be too boring.
I
But
suppose.
a lot of the set is what he designed and how the hospital rooms look and the stuff, the
Interesting.
behind the scenes almost. And that made me want to watch Grey's Anatomy again. But
Haven't you
when.
watched it all the way through multiple times?
No. It's way too long for that. During COVID, I binge watched it and made it 11 seasons in, and then one of the main characters died, and I was like, okay, I don't want to keep watching. But now, if I continue watching, I don't know if I should start from season 11 and continue because there's like 22 seasons in total, and they
Yeah, you'd
just
have to like
announced.
do some Google searches, be like, what happened again?
Exactly. And they just announced one more season is like
They're
going to
still
start
making
in.
it?
They're still making it. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, but everyone says that the first 11 seasons is the best part of the show. So I'm like, maybe I should just rewatch those again. But going back and forth about that.
Interesting. Anyway, I feel like that's it. That's our lives
Yeah.
are not super interesting right now as we're just preparing for
It's
summer and
great
wrapping
though.
up.
We're relaxing, we're enjoying,
I
we're making the
know.
most of our
Not
time.
complaining. No complaints.
Exactly. Yeah. I think we can switch to Song of the Week.
Yeah, what have I been listening to? I think did I mention Olivia Rodrigo's? I think I did the extended album.
Yes,
I
yeah.
really like Obsessed. Ariana Grande still really enjoying that. Oh, I can do a Renee Rapp song. That's what I can do.
There you go.
Tummy Hurts by Renee Rapp. Fantastic
Nice.
song. That was the first song I had heard. Tyler had played it for me before. And I got to hear it live and it was fantastic. And it's been stuck in my head because it's very, very good.
There you go. Mine will follow the country theme that I so quickly fall into. I don't think I've mentioned this. It's very popular. I don't consider it fully country, but I don't know if my opinion really matters anyway. But my song is Texas Hold'em by Beyoncé. Very popular right now, trending on
Didn't I
TikTok.
already say that one?
I don't think so.
Maybe we brought it up, but we didn't like put
Could
it on the
be.
playlist.
Yeah. And there was something I read recently about another new album coming out, but I can't even remember the artist now.
What made
Maybe
you
that'll
think
be
of
my song of the
that?
week next time.
Perhaps. Perhaps. Okay, well, we will leave you guys. Hope you enjoyed a short little life update, what's going on with us, and we will talk to you guys soon. Thank you for listening to Staccato. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us some stars and a review telling us what you think.